हरे कृष्ण। भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तत्त्ववित्तो महाबाहो गुणकर्म विवाहयो गुणागुणेषु वर्तन्ते इति मत्वा न सज्जते। तत्त्ववित्तो महाबाहो गुणकर्म विवाहयो गुणागुणेषु वर्तन्ते इति मत्वा न सज्जते। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth, O mighty arm, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification, knowing well the difference between work in devotion and work for fruitive result. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीम् निर्विशेषा शून्यवादि पाशात देशतारिणीं पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसक्तिकं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदै सुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदै साङ्गपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योहिनम् यशन्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 28। दिस श्लोक प्रीवियसली कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन्ड अबाउट हाउ द लीडर दे शुड बिहेव। आफ्टर दैट कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन्ड द इग्नोरेंट मैन He do the prescribed duty with attachment to the result. Then he explained the learned man, he does the prescribed duty without attachment to the result of the work. So, after that he explained the learned man, knowing that the ignorant man is working attached to the fruits of result, the learned man should not disturb or did not confuse the ignorant man. So in this way Krishna explained. So in this sloka he is moving further. He is explaining one who knows the absolute truth, one who get the knowledge of the absolute truth, and then he will not engage in the sense and sense gratification, knowing that the difference between the work in devotion and work in fruitive activities. So knowledge of the absolute means there are the God can be understand in three ways. One is a Brahman, the second is a Paramatma, the third is Bhagavan. There are many people, they think that God does not have any form, because in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam also this factor is in clearly explained. The supreme personality of Godhead, the absolute, there are in three kinds. The first one is the impersonal Brahman. Impersonal Brahman means the Lord is situated everywhere. We see the Lord is situated everywhere as a race. There are many impersonal people, they will worship where the the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think that the Lord does not have any form, but there is a Lord, but the Lord does not have any form. So in this way, the impersonal worshippers, they worship the Supreme Lord. Then next category is the Paramatma. future of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paramatma future is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. Each living entity, there is a Atma is there and Paramatma is there. Soul and the super soul is there. Even the ant or elephant or tiger, whatever the animal, the Lord is very, very mercifully, He situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma to help the living entity to go back to spiritual world. He always is there in our Paramatma. He always help us. He always guide us. Then this Paramatma future of the Lord, the yogis, mainly the yogis, they will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the Paramatma, because they will always be meditating on the Paramatma future of the Lord. Then third aspect is the Bhagavan. Bhagavan, we already discussed the definition for Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses the six opulences in full. He is called Bhagavan. So this Bhagavan feature of the Lord is worshipped by the devotee of the Lord. So this is the Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And then Brahman means, how we can understand? It is a glowing effulgence. When we see Brahma Jyoti, there are rays of the Supreme Lord which emanates from Him, is the glowing effulgence which comes. Then Paramatma is a partial manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Bhagavan is the complete. We can example, one day, one place, many people, they went to railway station. Because that rail, in those days, even in village also, if any car goes, all the children, they will go and run and see, hey, how car is looking, so beautiful, come, then they will run behind the car. Nowadays, nobody bother to see car, because every street, there is a car, even village also, there are many cars are there, nobody bother. Now, sometime before, when I was in childhood, at least we saw the flight. If flight goes, everybody, all the children, they will call, hey, come, here, flight is going, so in this way. Now, even flight also, they are not bothered to see, because many flights are there, everybody is seen flight. So, in one village, one place, one railway station, everybody, the first time, the train is coming to their city. So, everybody thinking about how train will look. Some people are telling train will look like this, then some other people are telling no, it will look like this. So many people are telling train will look like this. So in this way they were interpreting. So nowadays if you see globe jam, the story of the globe jam, if you see how is God, everybody will say, they will give their so many opinions, God will look like this, rectangular, square, round, like this. So many people will give so many advice, how God will look like. So in this way, these people also were thinking, how the train will look. Then everybody went to railway station. So what they did, some people, while they are going to the railway station, they heard the sound. When they are in a long distance, when the train comes, there will be a sound. So many people thought that train means the sound will be coming. So in this way, many people, they left. Because what they understood, train means sound will come. That is a train. So they left. This is called the impersonal understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then next set of people, what they did? No, something must be more. Train means how? Only sound will come? No, something must be there. Something more should be there. So in this way, they were waiting. Then when the train came, from the long distance, they saw the train. The train is coming, they understood, train means, there will be a, so many box will be there. So in this way, so train means it will be very lengthy and so many box will be there. So in this way, the next set of people, they left. This is considered to be the Paramatma future of the Supreme Lord. Then third set of people, they were waiting. The train arrived at the station, they went inside completely, they saw how the train looks. And so many drivers are there, so many seating arrangement is there, and everything they completely, they saw and then they enjoy. So this is compared to the Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the first set of people, they were, when they heard the sound, they left, they thinking that there is a, the train means sound. The next set of people, they were waiting until the train reached the railway station, and then they left. This is considered to be a Paramatma future of the Supreme Lord. Then third set of people, what they did, they went inside and they saw and everything. So the Bhagavan is the Bhagavan understanding is the complete understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Shastra explains how we can understand. Another example can be given. If just like when we, as soon as the morning sun, we get a sun rays. So this sun rays is compared to the impersonal future of the Supreme Personality of God. Then when we go to the sun planet, there is a sun planet is there. That is compared to the Paramatma future of the Supreme Lord. Then there is a sun god. He is compared to the Bhagavan understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, knowledge of the Absolute can be understood in a three way. But there are many people, according to their understanding, some people, just like, for example, somebody is thinking, if the Lord is impersonal, then he think that, no. If you go and tell them, no, there is a Lord, is a Paramatma future and Bhagavan future is there, then they will not accept. They will think only Lord means there is no shape and he is impersonal, he is spread everywhere like a rays. And then yogi will say, no, Lord is not impersonal, the Lord, there is a form is there, and then he say he is situated in everyone's heart. In this way he will say. But the Bhagavan, the person, the devotee of the Supreme Lord, he knows that the Lord is there in the three form of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like one day, because the person who knows this absolute truth, he will be engaged in the devotional service. Because Krishna is a spiritual. Atma, we also spiritual. We are not this body, we are Atma. Krishna explained in second chapter itself. We are not this body, we are this spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna also spiritual and we are also spiritual. But only thing, the Krishna is a Vibhu. Vibhu means very, very big. And the we are Anu. Anu means very, very small. Just like a Krishna is a compared to the ocean of the water, and we are compared to the drop of ocean water. But the quality wise, Krishna and Atma both are same, both are spiritual. So the senses are material. So that's why in the sloka Krishna is saying, because we already discussed several times, whatever the pleasure comes from the senses are very, very temporary. But when we get the pleasure from the devotion, when we get the pleasure from the Atma, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we get the real pleasure from the Atma, then we feel lot of happiness. That's why Krishna says, the person who understands, the person who knows the knowledge of the Absolute, then he will not engaged in the sense. One day, because we are not now understand, we are thinking that now we are the body, but we does not know we are the spirit soul. That's why we are engaged in the sense and the sense object, sense gratification. One day, Indra, he offended his spiritual master Brihaspati. He disrespected his spiritual master. Then his spiritual master Brihaspati, Indra is the king of the heaven. So he became very, very proud of his situation. He thought that I am the king of the heaven. So in this way, he became very, very proud. And when Brihaspati came, he disrespected him. So immediately Brihaspati, his guru, he is cursed him to become a hog. So Indra became a hog. Then he came to the earthly planet and started living along with another hog. Then he got his wife, beautiful wife, a hog, and he had several children. Then he was enjoying like anything. Then Lord Brahma, after several years, and then nobody is there to rule, to take care of the heaven. So the things are not going proper in the heavenly planet. So if there is no king, proper king, the country will not go in a proper way. So absence of the king in heavenly planet, the kingdom of the heaven was not going properly. So then Brahma was thinking, oh my God, Indra became hog, now nobody is there. So personally Lord Brahma went to this Indra in the form of a hog. Then started talking with this guy, this hog. Then he said, oh hog, you are not the hog, you are the Indra, king of the heaven. You are having a royal opulence. Oh, you are coming You know why you are suffering in this year? Like you are eating so many things, unwanted things, and how come? You please come to the heavenly planet. Then Hag replied, "No, no, no, no. I am very, very happy. You see, my wife is there. I have so many children. I am very, very happy. So I don't want to come this way." He refused. Even Brahma is asking to come to heavenly planet. This the Indra is not his real position. Is not the Hog, he is actually the king of the heaven, but still, because he is enjoying falsely, he is thinking he is enjoying so much. Then Brahma, what he did out of his mystical, he was requesting this hog refused to come. Then Lord Brahma does not know what to do. Then immediately after his mystical power, he turned this hog into Lord Indra. Then after coming that, then Indra understood that, "Oh my God, I was suffering like anything in the form of the hog, but I was not knowing." Then he was thanking Lord Brahma, "Oh Brahmaji, somehow or other, by your mercy, I have escaped from the body of the hog to king of the heaven." So in this way, similarly, we are also going through a lot of trouble in our life because we does not know that we are sons of the God. We does not know we are sons of the God. We does not know we are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why we are engaged in sins and sense gratification. And sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are suffering in this way. Then another wonderful pastime is explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. One day, one friend, he went and told to another friend, "In my company, one of my employee, he is leaving the job, so he is getting a better job, so he is leaving." So then his friend suggested, "So tell him to work one more month." So then he also told his employee, oh please, you work for one more month, then you can go to another company as you wish." So then his friend said, "One month now he is staying, so what do you do? Instead of giving him ordinary food, every day you are giving a food. So you do one thing, for 1 month, you serve him a very wonderful ghee, palatable food. Every day you use all the cooking items into ghee, you cook everything. Then you serve him for 1 month." So in this way, he also cooked in a ghee. Then he was serving to his employee. Then this man was enjoying 1 month very nicely. After that, then he said, "Okay sir, now thank you all so much for giving me opportunity in your company. So now 1 month is finished. Now I'm going to the another company." Then he left the job and he went and joined another company. After going there, the new company, they gave him all useless food. Then he was going through, he was thinking, "Oh my God, in my previous company, I was eating a ghee, made of ghee, everything. It was so nice, it was so beautiful, and I was enjoying. It was very, very palatable. Now, it is all stupid food I am getting. So, this is not good, this is not proper." So, in this way, he was lamenting. Then what he did, he resigned the job and he went back to his original employee. And then he said, sir, I want to continue here itself. This way he joined. From the story, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj is explaining, when we get the higher taste in our life, just like this man, he got the higher taste. He was getting the previous employee, he was cooking for 1 month out of ghee and he is serving him. When he served, his tongue got addicted. He was enjoying like anything. Then when he went to another company, this food that was the second employer, he was not giving that much very palatable dish. So he unable to accept it. Because it is a lower taste, he unable to accept it. So in this way, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj is explaining, when we get the higher taste in our life, we already discussed, from the Atma we get the bliss. It is unlimited bliss we get when we chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we engaged chanting the holy name of Krishna and we do the devotional service, we get unlimited bliss. When we get that unlimited bliss, then automatically the lower enjoyment will go away. Just like when we enjoying this sense and sense gratification, all this lower enjoyment will go. Just like this man, he was eating, when he was eating the ghee, palatable dishes, then the second company, he is not able to accept the lower taste. Similarly, as Krishna explained in this shloka, when we understand the knowledge of the Absolute is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our, when we do the devotional service, we get unlimited bliss, then naturally we don't engage in the sense and sense gratification. So in this way, because when we engage in sense and sense gratification, we get only limited enjoyment, which is a temporary and unsatisfied. Just like we gave the example of the desert. When we are, somebody is walking on the desert, he need to drink a lot of liters of water. Only drinking a few drops of water, he will not get satisfied. So he need to drink a lot of water. Similarly, in this material world, if we want real enjoyment, when we do the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we no longer enjoy this the lower taste of the sense and sense gratification. So from as a conclusion, from this shloka, the person who understands the knowledge of the Absolute, one who knows this knowledge of the Absolute, then he will enjoy in the devotional service. When he engages in devotional service, he no longer interested in sense and sense gratification, because the sense and sense gratification give the lesser enjoyment, but the devotion unto the Supreme Lord gives the enormous amount and the unlimited bliss he gets. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.